So Michelle and I are on the airplane now. We are just about a half an hour from Boston, and it's quite exciting. We've been going through our shot list and deciding what we're going to do or attempt to do in the very, very short time we're there. So how are you feeling, Michelle?
Yeah, I'm really, really excited, but at the same time, I've got these butterflies in my stomach. I know I've been anxious and nervous, but at the same time, I don't know what I'm really feeling. If it's just excitement, if it's just being anxious, or just a combination of both. But in a way, I feel like I want to be on the plane for maybe another hour, so I'm enjoying the plane ride at the same time. But I can't wait to start the journey. I think it's just going to be absolutely amazing, amazing, amazing. I've never toured America really, and this will be my first proper one. So I've got all these preconceptions and stereotypes of the cities, and sometimes I don't actually, which it kind of made me think while filming and thinking about this project, made me think actually I don't really know about these cities.
Me neither.
So it's kind of cool, like we were just talking about the geography just now, just exactly where Boston is, and I thought it was a bit more inland than more on the coast. But then you mentioned about the Boston Tea Party. Obviously, it was by the water.
Yeah, which I totally forgot about until I was on the plane.
So clearly, I should just really check my geography again. But
I think I'm going to learn a lot.
But you know what I am nervous about, actually, is not having any maps. I'm always prepared with maps and stuff. I feel a bit better being in London. I love my A to Z. I can't go anywhere without that. That book's my Bible, my bag. And now here, I've got none of that. So I don't know. I hope it's not like, you know, 3-4 blind mice leading each other along the way. Because we've got a lot to do in a short amount of time. So it's always nice to know where you're going when you've got such a tight schedule.
No, indeed. So yeah, so half an hour and we're going to be here, in Boston. So we'll...
What about you?
Oh, how am I feeling?
Yeah. Don't do that. Okay. Trying to dive out of that.
I'm feeling nervous because, and I think I feel really under pressure, actually, because I feel like this documentary, I know that because Michelle's amazing, so it's great, so I'm really glad that she's here, but I'm nervous that I feel like this is something that I really want to make happen and really make real, and I just feel like I don't want to fuck it up, so that's kind of where I'm at, is I think, oh, what if I, like, miss a shot? And I know that you just go with what you have, but I don't want to miss anything. I want to get all the stuff we need to get. I really want to make it, like, the best possible thing, because I think this will be amazing. And I don't want to be like, oh, if I actually would have thought more, I would have done something different or better, but...
You're in a unique position as well, because you're trying to be basically sort of a first-time director for a long piece, which you've only done shorter pieces, which is quite the... It's quite ambitious to go along this journey, not only document it, but participate in it. Like, that must be so hard. I can't even imagine that at this stage for me to do something like that, because it's just so hard to really enjoy the experience for what it is without thinking, oh gosh, actually this would be great. Come, like, get the camera in for this conversation, things like that. Like,
yeah.
I can imagine what I'd be thinking. Just thinking all sorts of things and not really completely engaging in the conversation, all of a sudden I'm thinking about the tech stuff,
yeah,
structure and things. Good luck, Heather.